Welcome back to the Commons. I'm your host, Brian Phillips. We're here for another conversation about school life and leadership. Well, it is February, and you know what that means. It's one of the most difficult times of the school year. So I want to talk to you just for a few minutes, offering some encouragement to get you through this long month, tying it in with the discipline of prayer, which is something that is always of benefit for us to remember and talk about. I begin as many days as possible with this morning prayer, which I've seen attributed to St. Basil the Great, among some others. So I don't know precisely where it originated, but the morning prayer is perhaps familiar to you. Here it is. O Lord, grant me to greet the coming day in peace. Help me in all things to rely upon your holy will. In every hour of the day, reveal your will to me. Bless my dealings with all who surround me. Teach me to treat all that comes to me throughout the day with peace of soul and with firm conviction that your will governs all. In all my deeds and words, guide my thoughts and feelings. In unforeseen events, let me not forget that all are sent by you. Teach me to act firmly and wisely without embittering or embarrassing others. Give me strength to bear the fatigue of the coming day with all that it will bring. Direct my will, teach me to pray, and you yourself pray in me. Amen. So much of our lives, so much in our lives is unforeseen, and thus our need to rely upon his holy will, to pray for peace of soul, for firm conviction that his will governs all. We need to pray for remembrance that all things are sent by the Lord. People do not act as we wish they would. Time does not acquiesce to our demands. Yet we seldom approach the day with those uncertainties in mind. We come into the day expecting things to work as we want them to. And so we're easily thrown. We fail to act firmly and wisely without embittering and embarrassing others, which I have to say is perhaps the most piercing part of the prayer to me. We prefer rather to force the issue, right? From our sleep interrupted either too early or too late, to missed breakfast, to slow traffic, we are in control of very few things. Now, let's tie this into the life of the teacher. It's February. It's a seemingly 90-day month during the second semester when time begins to inch by at a snail's pace. Every February as a teacher, I seem to feel myself falling ever behind where I am supposed to be, using air quotes here, in my lesson plans. I'm still somewhat convinced that Emily Dickinson's poem 19 was specifically about school life in February. If you're not familiar with that poem, it's short, so let me read it to you. Pain has an element of blank. It cannot recollect when it began or if there were a day when it was not. It has no future but itself. Its infinite realms contain its past, enlightened to perceive new periods of pain. February, without trying to, intentionally be overdramatic, February is just one of the many profound trials of our professed belief that it's better to teach a few things well than simply finish the material. Our belief that education is about nurturing souls, not accumulating information, is tested around this time of year. Our schedules are pressed, and so we begin to fear conversation and contemplation, seeing those beautiful things as time wasters and as threats to making progress. The rabbit trail, which is often the point, appears like a dark and foggy path that we dare not venture down. But that's just February talking. It is pain with its element of blank, giving us tunnel vision, unable to see any of the wonderful things around us. If children are souls to be nurtured, then is that not true in February? Isn't that their nature, even when we're behind schedule? Isn't the rabbit trail the point after all, very often. The real need is not speeding up, but seizing the day with all that it shall bring. The times in which we're tempted to teach from a state of anxiety are the times in which we most need to slow down and learn to act firmly and wisely without embittering and embarrassing others, without rushing our children to learn in a way that's inconsistent with their nature. That is, after all, what we do to our students when we teach them out of a place of anxiety. Spotting the difference between worthy contemplation, discussion, rabbit trails, and simply wasting time does take wisdom, but such wisdom is gained through time and prayer, never through anxiety. The words of our Lord apply to the classroom as well. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And particularly in February, when we are so harried, so rushed, so busy, so anxious, so tired, so ready for a break. I hope you find these words encouraging. Until next time, I'm your host, Brian Phillips. Join me again next time on The Commons.